Yeah. So did you miss us while we were gone, or it was like once a week enough?
Like now that I've only become once a week,
Yeah.
that have no, I'm not. I get my fix while I'm here. Like
Okay, that's what I figured.
But do you miss being like a kind of on like the slapstick part of it versus having to do like the producing?
Yeah, I mean, this is always the most fun part. So,
Yeah.
I mean, being there is fun, and you guys are great letting me ask questions and stuff. And I feel like there are times, like, I remember, like, last week. Yeah, it was last week. I forget who was the first guest last week before
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh. Yeah, like that one, I felt like, okay, I'm more of a producer, and I gotta be here and be on my game. But then, like, the next guy, I felt like
Brant.
Brand, it was more like a four-way conversation.
When you had Flynn Flan.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like I feel like, and I kind of get like sort of where the vibe is in the room, or just like
Yeah.
knowing like, okay, that's a marketing intern spotlight, the other one's a Monday show, like,
Mm-hmm.
you know, I pick up on that sort of stuff. So it's always more fun when I get to contribute more, obviously, and this is I get to contribute the most here.
Yeah, you
So
get to dominate the mics.
yeah.
It's so nice having you back, dude. I missed you. I missed you. There's 'cause there's just like so much things that we talk about that we all think it's not important. But then when you take it away from us, I'm like, man, I really wish
Yeah.
I really want to know Ty's thoughts on this
Well, especially
typically.
like now, it's like during the school year, it's like I basically come and like we record like all the time, and then I leave, and it's like there's like maybe I stay for like 15 minutes, but
All
like
right.
I kind of want to get out, like selfishly, I want to get out because I have school now, so like I have homework and stuff like that. Where it's like in the summer, you know, just sit around and kind of
It's a different vibe.
no care in the world, and
Yeah, go to the war room, go over some marketing
not
plans.
anymore.
Not anymore.
No,
Busy Ty.
you know,
You're growing up, dude.
try
How's
not
your
to.
How's your whole schedule with the podcast now too? How's that going?
Good.
Season two out now.
Season two out
How they're
now.
here.
How they're here. Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
No, it's been good. I committed myself to like once a week
Oh
for
yeah.
releasing content, and I'm like 2 weeks into that, or like 3 weeks into that, I'm like, that's just not sustainable. Like, if I want to do all the things I want to do, I had to take away from like something. And I'm like, I got a bunch of commitments to other people. I'll take away from the thing that I'm really only committing myself to. So I just went back to the every other week sort of thing, which is like been great, especially like these past 2 weekends I've been gone. So like my Friday, Saturday, and most of my Sunday is kind of out the window. So it's just been so nice not to have to, like, you guys talk about turn and burn a podcast all the time. It's I can take my time and make sure the content's good. And like I just found myself getting frustrated with it, and I'm like, this is not a thing I need to be getting frustrated with.
It's
Like,
not what you signed up for.
not right. So I'm
Yeah.
like, let's just take that burden off. And it's like, you know, this week I can take my time editing. I'm gonna edit the one with Miles Biggs, so like I can take my time and give him probably a little bit more credence in the content that I put
A
out,
little
then
more juice.
a little bit more juice for Miles Big. So I'm excited that I can kind of, it's like I feel like it's a growing part of me where I can finally learn to be like, okay, I can take a step back in certain things.
Yeah.
So that's been good.
Right on, man. Well, a quick update here for you with the back pocket and potentially season four and how we frame things.
Yeah.
And I do want to get your thoughts on this, and let's might as well get it over on the podcast. We're
Mm-hmm.
thinking of renaming every single one of our podcasts to one word, probably like back pocket and the number of the podcast, and then hyphen the person. So scrapping the marketing intern spotlights, scrapping the seasons, scrapping the back end show, and just naming it back pocket 104 or whatever we're on.
Yeah.
206. I have no idea. Thoughts on that? Would that be too, would that be, would it be eat would it be smarter to just start that come February? Or would it be smarter to gut the whole thing and change the names and make it consistent across the board?
So, question first, would you be keeping the same sort of structure like you are now? Like, would you be doing like a Monday, Tuesday, Friday, or Thursday sort of show structure with the same type of guest and just changing the name? Or would you be like gutting the whole structure? Like,
Probably gutting the whole structure. We don't
okay.
know like how many we're coming out with a week
Yeah.
or what it is, if it's consistently like only Monday or something,
Right.
but yeah, I think going forward it's just gonna be like very streamlined, like this is the number, this is who's on. If it's like if it happens to be a back end show between the three of us, then it's number 289 Tyler Webb.
Intern tie.
Intern tie,
Yeah.
whatever it is. Like
Yeah.
just to simplify it down, because what it really comes down to is when you're on the show, like, yeah, it's the back end show, whatever, but we dedicate each podcast to whoever's coming on the show, essentially. So that the more following we get and the more vibe people pick up on from us, the more they're gonna know whose vibe they vibe with, if that
Yeah.
makes sense. So like if when Chris D'Elia goes on The Fighter and the Kid, like I know as a Fighter and the Kid fan, that's a funny ass podcast. And I like that vibe. Just
Sure.
like when someone would appreciate, if they appreciate back end shows, they know that's when Tyler's on.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of what I did with mine. Like, I have, you know, like this last week I released one with one of my friends and I just kind of threw it in with, I had thought about it at the beginning of the year, like, okay, maybe I should kind of like you guys do, like with the Monday and Tuesday and a Thursday show, like structure it. But then I thought, like, first of all, like, who cares? Like, especially for me, like, who cares? And it's like, it's kind of, we build this up in our head, I feel like, where it's like, we have to stick to the structure. And yeah. I think to your point, I think you're getting to the point with the Back Pocket Podcast. I'm going to say we're getting to the point with the Back Pocket Podcast where people are going to listen because they have bought into what this is, like, in you guys' conversationalists and everything like that. And they don't need that structure as much with, like, okay, I'm going to listen to a Monday show because that's when they get the quote-unquote premier guest sort of thing. Like, yeah. They're going to listen to... If they're going to listen to the Monday show, there's a good chance they're going to be listening to all three shows because they've bought in to who you guys are.
Sure.
That's conversationalist. And I think doing that structure, to answer your question, I like that structure because I think that just simplifies it all. And it, like,
yeah.
To our point, our conversations earlier about how do you describe the Back Pocket Podcast and each episode has a unique value proposition. Like, let's just make the value proposition.
What
this is the Back Pocket Podcast,
yeah.
And scale it like that, because mm-hmm. I think that's a much easier platform to scale of, like, look, whether it's the Back Pocket Podcast, we're going to talk to this person that, like, we're going to span the entire spectrum of people that we're going to talk to, but you're going to buy in because we're the Back Pocket. You're not going to buy in necessarily because it's a marketing intern spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love what we did and what we continue to do for now, and it's brought so much value in keeping our minds, because that's our mindset. We just, whatever our mindset was, we put it in words throughout the show. Was we want to have people on that listen to our show. We want to have these really cool guests that are doing dope things, and we just want to have a casual conversation.
Yeah, we want to talk.
We want to talk. Exactly. So that's why we just structured it all, and then we just mass produced everything, and that allowed us to get to a number. I don't know what number of podcasts we're on, but
like,
that allowed us to get there so much faster than anyone else. I guarantee, like, we got to 200 podcasts faster than 90% of people that do podcasts.
Yeah. No one's doing three a week. Or, no, I shouldn't say no one. Not a lot of people are doing consistently three a week for 30 weeks.
In the length
weeks.
Of what we're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's to your point. I mean, it's downright proof's in the pudding, right?
And then when 2020 rolls around, we want to, again, we use this phrase all the time, but niche down what we're talking about and, like, the people that come on our show, so it allows us to do other things. Because right now we are we're getting to the burnout point of only creating podcast content. And we want to be able to touch and tap into different little aspects. So that is kind of our mindset of why we want to change what we're doing from a Monday, from the different names, and also allow us to do something other than just podcasting.
Totally different.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's, like, all the same themes that, like, you know, we were just talking about earlier, which is, like, to be able to scale the Back Pocket because it's the Back Pocket, not because it's, like, a back end, like the back end show, I don't think is going to be, like, the thing that takes the Back Pocket to the moon, or, like,
sure.
A Monday show isn't going to be, it's going to be the aggregate of what you guys do.
Yes.
Which I think is a great way to represent that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's crazy. We, I don't know if you're around for this, but do you remember Meeting Monday, or us talking about Meeting Monday? Have you ever heard of that?
I have. That was very early on in my experience with the show.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. The last Meeting Monday we had was February.
Yeah,
and we did two in 2019, and we used to do them
every
Monday,
single Monday
since we graduated from May of 2018 until the season two ended, and then we took a little bit of a break because we were on vacations and stuff, and then we came back and we had two Meeting Mondays and we stopped doing them, and we just started. What was it, Friday night or something?
Thursday.
You came home from comedy, and I was, like, playing video games or something.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we just were talking for, like, 3 hours about things we needed to get done or wanted to get done, or start hashing things out. I'm like, we need to start getting to these meetings again.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to jump in right away and just say that, like, that was our average quality. The fact that we did an entire season of podcasting, like, we just felt, I think what we did is we just felt so dialed in on our 3 a week format. And, like, we had just this plan so structured that we kind of forgot, like, it's helpful to meet every week to see how you're doing and how we should change things. Because right when we did it again, when we did Meeting Monday this past week on Thursday, I mean, you know,
we're changing it up.
Let's call a spade a spade. But
Meeting Thursdays is what it's going
to
be.
Meeting Thursdays. We're going to have to rebrand there, too. It's a whole lot of rebranding. But, dude, the amount of things we got done in, like, that 2 hours of talking was just, like, we planned out our entire rest of our season.
That's
ending
awesome.
November 21st.
There you go.
Get ready for that. But, like,
when it's usually Deck will walk into my room and he'll, like, for 5-10 minutes, like I'll half be listening because I'm trying to get something done, and he has like this grand idea,
epiphany,
and then like we'll talk, and I like half listen, give some feedback, and then I'll start doing things, and then I'll be like, oh, all right, and then it processes, and then I'll walk into his room, and he'll be doing stuff at that point, and he won't listen to me, and it's just been a constant battle between that.
We've been doing this for 9 months.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's so important to have those weekly meetings, especially when you're so like heads down and working, and this goes to the point of you like relabeling your shows. Like you set up this sort of arbitrary infrastructure of what the back pocket should be, and it like to blindly follow that is sort of seems foolish. Like it's great that you can have that time to take a step back, and those meetings probably serve as a time where you can take a step back and be like, okay, yes, like we've been grinding, like we have to get this out, but is what we're doing the most efficient way, or the best way to be doing it?
Yeah, I think a little bit of reflection is really what it, right, what it requires.
And you need to have that, especially when you're so like burning the candle at both ends. Like you don't have time for that usually. So putting time in for that is certainly important.
Yeah, yeah, sir.
Because I had a meeting with Alex French, Busy Coffee Guy, the other day, just catching up, and he was walking me through like pitching the podcast to sponsors, investors, XYZ. And I was like, you know, going through our struggle of like the average quality of just like not knowing how to pitch the podcast. And he was just like, dude, stop right there. Like, you guys are doing so much shit and I have no idea what it is. I was like, okay.
He loosely follows it and you can't grasp it through loosely.
I was like, that sucks. Like a guy who's been on our show that we've had a lot of his friends on and like he's been, you know, with us this whole season. Like that's a big wake up call, or maybe not a big wake up call, but just a sign that there's
things
something
need to change.
Yeah,
like he can't follow it, like the structure of like the content you're putting out, or like how did he mean
he didn't follow like that closely. Like loose is a very good term. Like he sees our stuff on Instagram when his friends are on, he'll listen, but overall like he just sees us putting out all these podcasts. He's like, what the hell is going on, all these different names,
right?
Different people.
I think if someone were to listen for 1 week, listen all 3 episodes, they know exactly what we're about.
Yeah.
But if someone doesn't do that, then they kind of they're missing the boat for too long before they end up figuring it out. And that's probably something we didn't grasp right away. I mean, like we make it so consistent between our social profiles and the podcast. Like everything is very consistent. And for the people that do follow it for 1 full week, probably get it. But if they don't do that, then they're just sitting there like, wait, why do they do all these different variations? And what's the purpose behind it?
Yeah, like what's the marketing intern? And
by the time they figured out, they might have already lost interest.
Sure. So. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's interesting, man. It's crazy. It is kind of like a game, though, because you're like trying to please the people and like shape how you want to be perceived, but at the same time you're just like also trying to not care about how you're perceived at times,
right
because like we want to do stuff and go in these different leaps and bounds just because it's strictly fun. Like we want to do that, but will it will it get downloads, or will it misperceived, or you know, stuff that we play with all the time.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I mean, I think these conversations are like where you grow the most. Like you reflect back on all the work that you guys have put in, and it like that, like it, you look forward so much to like these months where you'll have off, because you'll know that like you did all that stuff. That's great. You have that backlog, but like the time you're actually going to grow and like evolve as a show, like even just talking about renaming that happens in those off hours. So I'm pumped for you guys to have that time. It's like a breather. Oh. Just like from a personal standpoint of like getting sort of like a mental breather, but then also for the sake of the show, I think it's gonna be fantastic.
I do too. And I kind of compare it a little bit to, you know, how Casey Neistat did daily vlogging for however long. I don't know exactly how long he was consistent.
I just
for.
Listened to a podcast he did with H3 Today, and he said like 840 days of putting out a video.
Oh, yeah.
Straight.
Wow. He got to 800 videos faster than anyone else because he mass produced, and they were all really good videos. Some of them kind of struggled because he didn't have that much stuff to do. And once he took a step back, you've seen him grow to things where he doesn't need YouTube anymore. He's doing his own thing. He doesn't have to put up a video. Even once every 2 weeks, he puts a video up, and you can tell he's thriving. That's something that I'm kind of like looking at what we're doing currently, is just like mass producing stuff to learn and fail quickly. And we haven't really taken the initiative to figure out, all right, once we have the ability to stop doing 3 a week or having this thing, what is next? And that's something that we didn't talk about for a very long time. And now that we have this credibility that people look at and like, holy smokes, they've done all of that, we can show that in a blueprint faster than anyone else.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
Yeah.
We've mastered one thing.
Yeah, I think we're circling the wagon a little bit. Right. But yeah.
I mean, I think that's sort of like the smartest or one of the smartest ways to do it. Like, to his point of like doing it, he's been like, he was so hot and cold. Like, he was on for 800 days. And now he's been like, to your point of like him uploading a video every 2 weeks. I don't even think it's that. Like, I think maybe he's uploading once a month. Mm-hmm. So he went from like every single day to like never being seen. I think this idea of like, it's almost like a football season. Like, you were in your season and now you're going to the off season, and that's the time that you can take to reflect, which is probably a much more sustainable model of going hard for a short amount of time and then being off for a short amount of time, rather than if you guys were to do this for an entire calendar year and then take a whole calendar year off. Like, I don't think that would be a good idea.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it comes in all different waves.
Yeah.
It's good fun though. Like, I do like the point of just, hey dude, we're just figuring this out as we go. And the fact that we're doing it just like physically, boots on the ground, bootstrapping this thing, that's where we're going to see the most value. Yeah,
I love that.
We can talk about it all we want. I mean, I guess what we're doing is talking, but like,
sure. And that's a great point. What we're doing is talking. And what do other people, like, what are other industries that are talking? Comedians, musicians, even like motivational speakers, all of these people have to put in years and years and years of getting their face out before someone like grabs them off the street and be like, oh, you're sick, let me give you that opportunity. But they never stopped during those years.
Yeah.
And like, that's something that we have to become comfortable with, knowing that we're just going to continue to put this content out. Mm-hmm. And know that at times we feel that no one's listening, and we do see there's downloads and stuff, but really it could be the same people. Whatever it is, it just doesn't feel true anymore. Yeah. But saying that in yourself is not healthy. Looking at it from the standpoint of like, you're an entertainer, you're a performer, that takes so long to actually make a stamp in the industry. It's not going to happen over 1 year, even if we are putting out 200 podcasts in a year. That's still not enough to make the stamp. Or it's all about getting lucky, catching that break, and knowing, having that mindset as a comedian, as a musician, is kind of similar, falls in the same boat.
Yeah, and I can't wait until you guys get that opportunity to like basically hold up these last 200 podcasts as like a tangible thing. Because like, your point about like nobody's listening, like whatever, like people are listening, and you are building this like arsenal of value for other people, and it's gonna be so cool when you guys can basically hold that up and be like, all this work that we did, like just sitting here talking, well, there's a real tangible product. And whether your pitch is based on attention or like niche down audience or whatever it may be, it's like, it's just going to be so cool to see you guys be able to hold that up and be proud of all that work that you've done. Because in the moment it feels like nobody's listening. In the moment it feels like this is all for naught. But when you get to that point, I think that's going to be so satisfying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and that was the thing that was super fun about ending the season like we did last year. Cause we had just like, there's just a pivotal moment where we just kind of blossomed and saw all this opportunity and just ran for it. Then we learned all this stuff during that time, and then we hit reboot and then used what we learned in those last 4 or 5 months and then made a whole year out of it. And what's cool is like, it's like, what is that tangible thing, or what are those things that other people see? It's like, that's great, and I hope something does come out of that. Something probably will come out of that. But really, dude, like, us being able to sit here with all these different people has been by far the funnest part. Like, sometimes I'll come in and I'll be groggy and they'll be like, man, I just got off like set 10 hours of work or whatever. But like, the second I get in here and it's, you know, someone new that I've never met before sitting in our house, like John Tower and all these different people, it's like, dude, this is so cool that we have talked to this many people this year. Blows my mind.
It blows my mind. And hopefully this guest connects, like we said, that like he said he was going to, but Ben Lieber.
Yeah. Ben Lieber.
Ben Lieber is a radio talk show host on KFAN and
ex-football player for the Vikings. Chargers.
And we just sent him a DM and he responded, Mondays work best. And like, no questions asked, no like follow-up questions. To that like little small moment right there is as shown like Declan and I now, like, just to me,
we're
it was
in
like,
the media world.
people see it like what our little paragraph is of what we've done and what we're about and what we want out of this conversation with this other person. And people are like, yes, right away.
Oh yeah.
That blows my mind. That's happening.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think it's cool too. Cause like, what I've started to incorporate in the pitch to different people coming out that we would want to have on the show is like, look, the audience that listens most on this podcast are people that are in their 20s trying to navigate their life and what they want to do. We just want to have you on to walk through your journey so that these people can grab something for their back pocket and use in their own life. And I feel like, I don't know.
Simple.
Like, it's simple, I think.
Yeah, no, it is.
But it's so cool because those are the people that I've just physically seen grab a lot of value from that. Like, people loved the John Tower podcast because they're 20 and they're wondering how they can be motivated to do the next thing. Or it's just really cool to, like, physically get the feedback when you go to, like, Lincoln Drinks or DMs or whatever. But, yeah, it's fun how, like, it's the listeners and the people that have shaped kind of what works and how we pitch it to people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's wild. But yeah, that was
your average quality was
what was it? We said it already.
I kind of forgot.
Yeah,
come on, dude. You were talking about scheduling the podcast. I feel
like it ties in very heavily with that whole conversation.
Yeah, no, that was it.
But
that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's your average quality.
Yeah, that was my average quality. So, someone's like screaming into the. In their car right now.
Figure it out.
Figure it out, Deck.
You know it.
Don't be sorry.
It'll come to you in a
second. It'll come to me, but yeah, who wants to go next?
My average quality, it was a little bit of self-reflecting I had to do listening to the Brandon Polizuk episode, prepping for back-end show number, what is it going to be, 32?
It was last week's back-end show, technically.
Oh, this is what I was going to ask in the beginning. Should we make this podcast the back-end show for this week?
Oh.
And then put Brandon on next week?
That would help you out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
All right, sweet. Back-end show, what is this, 32?
32.
Welcome. Back-end
show 32.
All right.
Sweet. Glad
you have
guys
to put
came
the title right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what
we
I
don't get a title until we say it.
Yeah, you know what time we got on the thing. What's funny is we're saying back-end show number 32, and we're going to change the title of these in 2020, so people are going to listen to all the ones that we led. We're not changing the audio, like, F that. Like, I'm not going in and changing. No. When every single time we say season 3, episode 32, no, I'm not going
to. I mean, I guess you could delete the intros, but that just ruins context.
No, yeah. I love the context.
Just like, yeah, whatever. Okay. This is us, man.
We'll overthink
it. This is the live evolution. Like, when you go back and you're like, this was our thought process of why we called it the back-end show, and now we don't call it the back-end show anymore.
God, this one should just be flagged at the top, the live evolution of the back-end, of the back pocket.
Honestly, yeah. I would much rather, like, go through, because I've show-noted, like, every goddamn podcast. I think, honestly, we should just go back through and just make, like, a one-hour podcast of what back pocket has been in the last two and a half years.
Of, like, clipping everything out?
And I would just clip different moments or different things.
I think that's just absolutely should happen.
And just,
do you want to take that on?
Yeah, I mean, I earned it. Okay. I show noted. Yeah. I've show noted our entire history. All I have to do is hit Control F and find all the moments.
Well, I don't know if you're going to do content in that time that you're off, but I think all these things that we talked about, like every Andy transition or like all those, like,
oh,
you know, like
the compilations,
sort of stuff. Yeah, like,
oh, you bet. I've already the Andy compilation.
I better
so good.
Be seeing some compilations.
No,
coming
the
up.
Compilations. Okay.
That's perfect off season content.
I have show noted every single time I've said the word wow. I need to start doing unpack now because that's a big one. But yeah, there's a lot.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of good content
I'm
there.
Pumped.
Mm-hmm. I'm also thinking of like the, because like last year's intern Sam made a dope like finale video, and we dropped that as a podcast and then as a YouTube video, and it was just awesome. Like, I cried, I think twice. Other people cried. Tears were everywhere.
Yeah.
And
very emotional.
But now I'm thinking of like what this year's gonna be. I'm like, God, this is gonna be way cooler. Like, we have consistent camera angles. I was like, but we seriously do need some like BTS.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start filming each other doing random stuff so we can have that as filler.
Absolutely.
That'd be good.
This is what it's gonna have to be.
Great.
But anyways, I don't even think we got to your average quality.
No,
and I didn't even know mine either.
It's all right, dude.
It's a mess.
My average quality, and I like your guys' input on this. I've always thought I'm very good at articulating my points, and like I get to it really cleanly without wasting verbs or other
just words in general.
Words in general. Do you guys feel the same way, or do I not have great English when I'm articulating my thoughts?
In my recollection, I would say that you get to the point quickly, but then you get there, and maybe by virtue of you getting there so quickly, it's like, wait, what? Like, what are you asking? And then you kind of like have to add a couple words on at the end to actually like explain what you were saying.
Okay.
So you get there quickly, but you don't always get there clearly. And then you have to provide some context at the end.
100%. And that was me listening to the Brandon Polizuk podcast. And not only that, but I was like misusing some like is and are, like stupid things like that, where like you hear the question being asked and I'm listening to it. I'm like, Andrew, is this your first language? Like, are you actually saying that the way you just did? And I'm like, oh, crap, this is why I don't really go back and re-listen to any of the podcasts, because I'm just sitting there cringing, dude. I listen to the podcast on times two, when I'm editing the video. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I listen to the podcast. And I never, yeah. I rarely listen to the Monday show because I don't edit the Monday show. I edit marketing intern spotlight and back end. So I listen to the full thing of both of those.
Yeah.
And you can't really pick up on how you're articulating anything when you're listening to it on times two. And now I listen to it on with Brandon and I end up hitting times two because I was cringing so much.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe that's why I'm so good at speaking now.
Ooh.
I'm not. Just kidding, dude.
I was going to say, like, whenever I listen to podcasts too, or like even my own voice, because I usually listen to podcasts on 1.5. So even if I listen to mine again, I'll listen to it on 1.5. And if I listen to anything at normal speed, I'm like, I sound like so slow and lethargic and like I'm taking so much time and like I'm such an idiot. Like just speaking faster makes you sound so much smarter where I'm like, oh my God, do I actually sound like that?
Yeah, I think how you talk is like you show up to a party on time, like party starts at 8 o'clock, you're there at 8 o'clock and you're like, I gotta get there, I'm going here to this party, and then you show up and like four people you kind of know are there and you're like, oh no, now we gotta fill time. Now we gotta figure out why I showed up at 8, why I got here so fast, and then you backtrack, but then by the time you're done backtracking, it's 8:50 and everyone showed up already.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're there.
And I'm there. And
that'd be my
analogy. Flowing and going.
Yeah, you're flowing and going. You got it.
It takes me 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting. Because you get used to like 1.5 and times 2.
Yeah, you do.
And it's just like, oh yeah, that's it. That's normal. And then you play it on normal speed and you're like, wow, you can really digest it, you know?
Yeah.
Digest the words. It's nice.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Yeah. My average quality is not being able to get ahead in things. So these past 2 weekends I've been out of town. So 2 weekends ago I was canoeing down the St. Croix River, and last weekend I was at Oktoberfest in La Crosse.
Canoeing down the St. Croix River. So casual.
That's where I was. And so it has not allowed me to get ahead in anything. I've been basically treading water in school and work and like everything else. And I've kind of gotten into this rhythm. Like we talked about earlier, when you have so much going on, it's just nice to find a schedule and like a pattern to get things done. And you kind of stick to that. And I like stick to that so probably overly religiously, where I'll get the stuff done. I'll be like, okay, I'm done. Where it's like, okay, I probably could be doing more work to get ahead of some things, especially when I'm gone for weekends. But I'm like, well, that's all I really had scheduled for today. So once I get it done, I'm done. And that's probably not a great thing to be doing. So that's my average quality.
I like that. You're just like, you're not thinking about future tie enough.
Yeah. I'm just like so automated in like what I do. I'm like, I got to get this done. And once I'm done with it, I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything more, but I probably should be doing more. So.
You never look into it because you're like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, and it's a total, like, I, you know, future Ty will take care of it. And then when I get there, I'm like, God, like, fuck me. Like, why did I do this?
Past
Ty
sucks.
I had time, like 2 weeks ago to do this, but I decided to wait until now to do it.
Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, you brought up how you were going to do a little calendar work. You were going to use your Google Calendar, maybe.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Oh, I've been dominating the Google Calendar.
Attaboy.
I've been so proud. It's been,
you've been flash to Ty's calendar right here.
Yeah.
Looking clean.
I'll send you a screenshot. It's been really good.
Good work,
it's been
man.
Like, and I have it color coordinated, and it's killer.
What's your favorite color? Like, when you see this come up, you're like, all right, this is my fun part.
Honestly, probably I have.
Is it green?
No, it's not green.
Is it yellow?
Is it Gopher football?
Those are both my main colors, is green and yellow.
Of course.
Can you see my... No, I don't think you can see my calendar. But those are my two main colors.
You're a Packers fan, dude. That was so easy.
Oh, yeah, well, it wasn't even that on purpose.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. The green is like personal stuff. So like if I have a doctor's appointment or something, I put in green. And then the yellow stuff is usually school-related stuff. Like my classes, I just have like grayed out because those are... I'm pretty automated with those, but I still like to have those blocked out just so I'm, in case I'm scheduling something, I'm like, oh, I know the exact times my classes are. My favorite color is probably, I have this sort of like salmon color. It's for like working at Thomson Reuters. And I like that because, you know, when I'm working from home, I love that flexibility. When I'm working in the office, also have a lot of flexibility to do a lot of things.
And I'm making bags.
And I'm making bags. So it's like at that time I like to see, because I love that part of work. Cause it's so like compartmentalized where when I'm there, I'm like completely there and I'm not worrying about school or like the podcast or anything like that. I'm like, I'm there. And then once I leave, I'm like, I'm left. You know, it's not like I'm sitting up at 9:30 at night doing Thomson Reuters work. It's like I'm there and I'm gone and I'm gone. And so that part is so clean cut to me. I love that.
I do that with the things I don't care as much about. Mm. Like I'm not going to sit here and say I don't think about the podcast all the time, every day. But definitely not thinking about my day job on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, very similar aspect.
No, that's a nice part.
Yeah. Oh, well. But I'm glad to see your GCALs all dialed in, though, you know, because we do evaluate you. I don't know if you knew that.
Will there be an end of your evaluation for me?
Yeah, we should do
That'd
end of
great.
Your evaluation.
Yeah.
If Sam shows up, if he doesn't, that's irrelevant. Or it'd be nice to have him here.
It'd be great.
It'd be great. And then we could do, that's a core evaluation right there.
Yeah.
Then you guys get to evaluate us, too, which is great.
So you started really helping us in the beginning of summer, right?
Yeah, I think you guys started hitting me up like late in May, and there were a couple
some point in May, right?
Yeah, I think it was
mid-May.
It might have been mid-May, and like I was like home for a little bit. I don't super remember. You might have to get the exact dates on it, but then like I remember pretty succinct when I started my job at Thomson Reuters. I was here a couple times a week afterwards, so mm-hmm. it was pretty much a full summer thing.
So Sam was here February, March, April, May. We'll give them all May.
Okay,
yeah, and then fine. You're here June, July, August, September, October, and then about half November.
Yeah.
All right.
We split the year on interns.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You took a little bit more of the load.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And you're finishing, so you got recency biased.
It's true.
But I'll also remember more of your faults.
Wow. I didn't know we were getting and your average qualities.
Oh, you're going to be compared, and then we're going to give you an award or something.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, maybe a bonus.
You know, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, I brought a camera.
You brought out your laptop. You saved
my laptop. So I just some things to consider. I
keep it coming, baby. Look, what else you bring, dude?
Yeah, look tight. All I'm saying is you're being evaluated on what you bring. All
right.
And who you are.
Look, I want to put it out there. I'm not worried.
Yeah, I don't think you should be. Thank you. Maybe you should think about what else you're also bringing. You know.
Okay.
If you're bringing half-ass average qualities, we're gonna know about it.
Yeah.
This is our show.
That's fair.
Yeah. The show. If you're bringing half-ass questions when we ask you if you have any questions,
that's fair
for the guest. S a half ass. We gotta know. We don't know what's gonna happen at that point.
I do remember the third average quality was I stopped thinking about my average quality ahead of time, and I'm starting to come up with them on the spot.
Yeah,
we got scared.
At that point, I was like, "He's becoming one of us."
Yeah, I know. So I was like, "I'd do that."
Yeah,
but we wanted you to stay overly committed for a long time, but then you just kind of basically became one of us, and that's exactly what we need you to be.
Well, to the point of my average quality, I knew what the expectations were, and I just rose to that, and I didn't really go above and beyond.
There's no reason to.
No, not at all.
Until we get like another intern, and he just exceeds all expectations.
Yeah,
But you don't need to exceed because we just want you to be yourself. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, we need the best tie possible.
Yeah, we need the best you.
Good. I try every day.
Beautiful.
Love it.
What did we learn? So we got Tony Perella coming up here and. It's 5:30, so let's just make sure we're...
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes.
Yep.
What do we learn? Who wants to start?
I can start.
Yeah.
Fire away.
All right.
So in my St. Croix river trip, I was with a professor who, very interesting guy. I wish I would have had more time to talk to him, but basically this was an entrepreneurial program, so he was like an entrepreneur in his life, and he worked for this company that got acquired by United Health Group, and I think he's had a couple companies that have also had rather large exit, so he's doing rather well for himself. So being a professor is kind of just a hobby at this point, but it's a very lucrative hobby to have, I suppose. But it seems like he's just a professor, so he can go on these trips. Like, I know he leads a trip to Hong Kong every year, he leads a trip to Cuba every year, so he really loves to take advantage of like some of these study abroad opportunities,
bringing underage kids to foreign places.
Exactly. And
go on canoe trips
and going canoe trips like sewer. Literally, like he said, he designed this class specifically so he could just go on trips. Like, this was a class we went to the Mill City Museum on next week, or this week we're going to the Eco Lab like tour. Like, he just loves going on these experiences, which I think is really valuable to be able to apply. Like, he talks about iterative learning a lot, like taking concepts you learn in class and at home and then applying them, like, and having those all feed into each other. Super interesting guy nonetheless. And he said something really interesting on this canoe trip, because out of the 50 or so people that are in the actual class, only about 11 of us went on the canoe trip, which it's a really cool experience. And like, the reason I went on it, at least, wasn't like, there were a lot of people that were there, they were studying sustainability and stuff like that, so there was sort of like a tie in there. And I'm not studying sustainability, and I don't really have like a huge interest in it,
but
like,
it goes without saying you're a sustainable guy.
I'm a fan of sustainability. I try to promote sustainability practices, but that's, it's not good. Something I'm studying actively.
Google Calendar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mental stability, dude.
There you go. Yeah,
speaking of mental stability, is our camera on?
Yeah, your camera's on.
Oh, okay. I just noticed it was 34 minutes. I didn't know if we had already hit play again.
Dude, what do you think?
I'm just asking.
You were looking at me when he was doing it.
Dude.
Oh, shit. Jeez, I got to be more present. Anyways,
about to lose battery, so we'll see.
You're sustainable?
Yeah. And so he made this point on our van ride back home. He's like, it says a lot about you guys that you were willing to say yes to an opportunity like this, because he was aware of all, and like, being a student, all these students talk about like, oh, this trip, like, why would I go on this? Like, I'm going to lose a whole weekend of studying.
That girl who sat next to you was like immediately stressed out. Yeah. She didn't even make a decision yet.
And then exactly. The guy that sat on the other side that was ready to go drink some beers.
Right. We talked about it. So he's like, it says a lot about you that you guys answered yes. And he's like, in your career, it's helpful to answer, or like, you should be answering opportunities with yes, and try to get more information by saying yes instead of starting right off and saying no. Mm. And so like the whole impetus was say yes and get more information by answering yes. So I thought that was a really interesting, first it made me feel good, like, okay, it says something about me that I was willing to do this trip and go out of my comfort zone and do all that sort of stuff. But then that insight of like just trying to get more opportunities. And he said his career has gone so many different directions because he said yes to opportunities and tried to learn more information by saying yes instead of immediately shutting things down and saying no. So I thought that was a really interesting insight, especially somebody who had probably had a lot of twists and turns in their professional career, and made me feel good that like, okay, like I have that right mindset of saying yes and like, what else can I learn about what is happening?
Atta boy.
Yeah. I love that.
Hungry. You're a hungry man.
Yeah. And I just think it was like, and I haven't always been like that way. Like I've always been more apt to say no than yes. And I've been trying recently just to be able to say yes to more things. Like I think producing this podcast is one of those things where it's like saying yes is important, and trying to get these more experiences is important, even if they're not linear to the direction you're going. Like I don't see this canoe trip as being linear to the direction I'm going. We'd even do like classwork for it. Like literally it was just, you have an opportunity to go on a canoe trip. You don't have to write a paper or anything. Like, do you want to go on this canoe trip? Yes or no? And a lot of people said no, because it's like, well, I don't have to for the class, or it's not a part of a project or anything like that. Like there's no direct point A to point B.
There's a lot of internal gratification from it.
Right. But I try to see it as more of like it's an experience, and maybe it's not directly falling in line with what I want to do, but it's an experience that I want to have. And I'm going to say yes to it. So,
dude, I like that.
Attaboy. Yeah.
That's awesome. I like the idea of just saying yes to everything.
Right. Well, yeah. I like the adventure aspect, like that doesn't really cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the cost was you losing out on studying or losing out on social time.
Right.
Really, it really wasn't like a cost of financial, which is dope.
Yeah, really. It emphasizes the lesson.
Yeah.
To Andrew's point.
I think it does.
Yeah.
Am I learning or are you learning?
It sounded like you're ready to learn.
I'm ready to learn.
Or share your learning.
Yeah, I learned that it's not a good idea to start corporate rumors that your boss is starting a cannabis farm. Yeah, that was tough. So a little context. I know everyone's dying for it.
This isn't off to a hot start in the favor of you looking positively.
Yeah, no, I got to cover my tracks here.
Yes.
So, you know, me and I work with this other guy. His name's Darvin. He's been working for PCL for like 40 or 80 years, something in that range. He's been working for the company since it started, pretty much.
Well, we're cool with using names, just making sure.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can use Darvin.
There's
not a lot of Darvins out there. Well,
anonymity, there aren't a lot of Darvins.
Darvins, exactly.
There, so.
Yeah, that could be bad. Either way, we'll find out.
One listens anyway.
Yeah, no one listens to this podcast, but
this is the Back Pocket Evolution podcast, live evolution. So
yeah,
that keeps evolving as we speak.
Exactly. Yes, live evolution. This is the one of its kind. We're the only podcast doing it. So Darvin, he's building this Poe barn, which is pretty much just like a barn. No, nothing too crazy about it. He's building on his plot of land, and he's just like very excited about it, showing everybody the land, then showing everybody the foundation, then showing everybody the framing, and it's just being built. It's doing well. And so I took the opportunity to tell everybody around the office and then beyond that Darvin was starting his own cannabis farm, and the barn was the culprit to get this thing launched. And then so he knew about it and he bought in right away. He was like, that's the funniest thing ever. This is hilarious. And he started like talking about what strands of weed he was going to be making and stuff. And then take it a step further. I created this nice little picture of his Poe barn with some edited things, as you can see here. And it's very funny and it was great. And just even more context in my office with Darvin, I created like a meme wall of just him and I, like different things, like him and I, with the upgrade key, and then Matt, or with Michael Jordan and Pippen, the upgrade key, me and Darvin, you know, so like funny, dumb memes. I just have created an entire wall. And
it was a gas wall, though. You're gassing up a little bit.
Yeah, no, we gas each other up. There's a graph shown here. It's just the more shit we're given, the more shit gets done. And it's just him and I up at this, at the top of this exponential curve. You know, we call ourselves the jungle. There's all kinds of things. There's lots of people ranting and raving about our office. And either way, I put up the cannabis Poe barn and made that the centerpiece, being proud of it. And we had people rushing in to take a look at the new meme, and Darvin hated it, dude. Darvin did not like it. and I was reminded that weed is not legal in Minnesota. So he didn't really appreciate the fact that I was bringing his name in that light. But, you know, rumor's still rampant.
Because he thinks people are listening.
He thinks people are listening, and he's worried about his perception.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's his problem.
He's worried about the consequences of the perception. Not only just the perception, but the ramifications that come with that.
Yeah, he's taking a step to the one thing that he shouldn't be caring about, which is how people perceive you. That's how I'm. He's like, people are perceiving me this way, and
I don't think you're thoroughly thinking about it. I think you got the surface of it.
Am I not there yet?
You just need to go a little step deeper. Like, give a couple shovels.
Below that
is your boss being connected to potentially a weed farm.
A weed farm,
unlegalized state.
Yeah, in an illegal state.
Yeah.
Illegal.
Unlegalized. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's
fucking idiot over here. talking about how bad I am at speaking. There you go. Just botched it.
You're not bad, dude.
I'm not great. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna say, like, he initially liked the meme, right? But he just didn't like it posted.
No, he liked the verbal meme.
Oh,
right,
verbal meme.
He liked the verbal idea of him having, like, his own strain of weed, and like he was building this barn around this thing. But then when he saw it,
when he saw the visual,
when we took the next step as a hey, we should do this, he was like, oh man, this is not good.
Pictures worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean.
Because he's working 35, 40 years on PCL. He doesn't want to lose 41.
Yeah.
No, he does not want to. Yeah, he does not want to be kicked out of the company for starting a weed farm.
Probably has like a pension or something.
Oh, he's got more than that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
PCL is an employee-owned stock company.
Ooh, so he's vested.
Yeah, and he was one of the first ones, along with like all the other superintendents. So we just have like millionaire superintendents around walking around our office.
Why are they still working? Because they have to ask their...
No, because they get still paid all that money every year. Yeah, it's wild.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. But, you know, maybe not good enough, because Darvin could be retiring and starting his cannabis farm.
That'd be a wise investment.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Well. But, yeah, that's what I learned. I don't know what that was, but...
You learned a lot there, I think.
Yeah. I'm a meme artist.
About yourself, about the people around you.
No, and here's what I learned.
About the environment.
Yeah.
About how weed is unlegalized.
Weed is unlegal. In the state of Minnesota.
Unlegal, dude. We're starting a new word. Yeah. And everyone's buying in.
And everyone's
in. Andrew is going to be right for once.
You know how I said earlier that, like, a couple back-end shows ago, or whatever I was on last, that, like, I hang out with smart people and they often correct me on my incorrect use of big words? I was reminded one of my more egregious attempts at using a big word. So the word arbitrage, I often use in the context of, like, oh, Andrew and Deck have a huge arbitrage of content. Which isn't, like, it's one of those things where it's kind of, like, you get the idea of what I'm saying. Like, if I say you have a big arbitrage of content, you're like, I have a lot of content, like, stockpiled. You're like, that's what
miscellaneous.
Right.
Yeah.
But arbitrage isn't the right word. It should be, like, arsenal or, like, something like that.
Arbitrage is, like, your unorganized attic. And arsenal is, like, Area 51.
I understand arbitrage, like, at least in the economic definition of, like, Darvin has a bunch of...
We can say Darvin, though. I think that's fine.
I've always thought it's been Darvin.
Darvin? Oh.
Yeah, there's no V.
Like, Darvin has a bunch of cannabis. There's a bunch of cannabis in Wisconsin for $12, and he can sell it in Minnesota for $15. So he buys it in Wisconsin for $12 and has an arbitrage and then sells it for $15. Mm. It's basically like taking a lower price of one thing, and that's at least the economic definition.
Okay.
And I could have even botched that, but that was just to your point of me using incorrect words, trying to make Andy feel better for being a fucking idiot.
No, I appreciate that, because I was actually stoked that you went the other way, because I thought when you were bringing that initial point up, you were drawing back to a reflection point of how you hang around people who articulate their thoughts better and use bigger words, and then you're like, and I was fondly reminded by me botching more words
that I hang out with idiots sometimes too.
Exactly. Okay. So you took it the other way. So sweet.
How every Monday he has to come here and hang out with these like 23-year-old
losers.
Lose
a couple brain cells.
These 23-year-old fucking idiots.
Fucking idiot. They talk for an hour and they get nothing done.
They get absolutely nothing done.
Yeah.
And they do it 3 times a week and they love it for some reason.
They love it. And they just talk about how they
nobody
do
nobody listens
it.
And
yeah.
Whatever.
Classic, dude.
God. I remembered my average quality.
Nice. What was it?
It was Meaty Monday.
Oh.
Ah. Attaboy.
Yeah. Nice, dude.
So.
Full circle moment,
wagon there.
Evolution.
Baby. Evolution.
The evolution podcast.
God, I'm just. Welcome, my babies. I'm evolving.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
You're wearing the dent shirt, too.
Oh, yeah.
Shout
wouldn't I get
Leah.
Dent, baby? That's sick. Beautiful. Good content. Great I'll send content. Them this, dude.
What'd you learn?
What'd you learn, man? What'd you learn?
I learned that the dentist is right. When you floss and you brush your teeth twice a day, you won't get cavities. So I sat here 5 months ago, 6 months ago, whatever it was, and I said on this very podcast, I got 5 cavities in 1 dentist trip.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. This was like April or May or March.
Okay.
Had my 6-month appointment. I flossed at least twice a week. I brushed my teeth twice a day. Went back, and the dentist was blown away by my progress. And they were bringing in people from not even inside the room. They were like bringing in other, and you're like, look at his gums.
It's like textbook.
Textbook. Mm-hmm. He went from that to this, and they were like blown away. They were standing ovation. The lead dentist walked in, and he gave me a huge fist bump and told me how proud he was. And I was just like, I felt like I was on top of the world for that 30-minute checkup.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to follow the rules of the dentistry world from now on out because, you know, they really do reward you when you follow their rules.
Yeah. There is no worse feeling than being, like, shamed into flossing more, but there is no better feeling than, like, being, like, an example of perfect dental hygiene. Like, mm-hmm. that, when they're like, man, I can't say anything more other than you've done a great job. That's the best feeling.
It's a great feeling. She taught me a little bit more of like a C technique because I wasn't getting entirely underneath the roots. But she's like, that's just picky at this point. Like, if you want to be a perfectionist, I go, I want to evolve into that. So let's allow me to obtain these astronomical avenues of dentistry.
I think I'm going to get you a certificate or maybe a trophy. Most improved this year for dental hygiene.
Can we get a full documentary?
It should be a plaque. Kind of plan words that like plaque is on your teeth and then you have a plaque.
Oh, good call. We should get you a plaque. Let's get you a plaque. We'll put it right here.
The plaque.
Yeah, the plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah, but congrats, man. That's most improved. See if I can
keep that streak alive.
Yeah, no, that's most enthusiastic about dental hygiene. That's now you.
That would fit well right above your head.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It would be nice.
Yeah, we should have like awards that we have.
The plaque. Right up. Oh, they should all be made up too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because this is the Evolution Podcast, what are we going to do? What are our original thoughts on?
Dude, I don't know. Dude, I have $100 to sticker mule. We should spend that somehow.
What is sticker mule?
They just make custom stickers.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we should do that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's time for another podcast.
Yeah, that is. Sorry, that's deviating.
That's fine.
I do that. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I've been deviating.
Go to sticker mule and search up something and be like, we should do this. And mm-hmm. I'll fund it. I have $100 to sticker mule and I don't know what to do with it.
Okay. That's good to know.
They have sticker sheets. We can make back pocket sticker sheets. That'd be fun.
Sheets.
Like, you know, like mm-hmm. a whole bunch of different stickers.
You get an A, you get like a star sticker, but you get a B, you get like the fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a sticker sheet. There's a bunch of stickers on the sheet.
A lot of options.
I'm on board with this.
Think about it.
Beautiful. Sweet. Let's hit it with a feel-good story, though. We got Tony Perella coming in here in a few minutes. The feel-good story is the ability to, you know, put together a good 50-minute podcast after...
On command.
After a good friend, Charles Griffin.
Friend of the program.
Maybe coming on later this season or maybe next season. We don't know. But he wasn't able to make it today, so we have a strict schedule and we have planned out the rest of the season, so we need to hit all of our avenues. And
they have baselines to fill.
Baselines.
Simple as that.
And we put together a 50-minute show that, you know, it's
good as shit. We needed
fucking
it.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, this is the best fucking show we've ever done. And it's just that good.
It is. And we got to do this show, and we still hopefully get the privilege of having Charles Griffin on the show.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's kind of like a win-win.
It's mm-hmm. a win-win. And you know what, dude? If you're not recording a podcast where you're winning all the time, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we're always winning. What does Andy always say?
Every day you have a chance to win.
There we go. And what do we do today?
Won.
We fucking won. And I hope you guys also won and win the following week when we're back again and the following week after that. But what you should do is win with us next week when we have Lars with Yam House on Monday. Tony Perella.
A real rock star.
On Tuesday. And then on Thursday, we get to meet back up with the social butterfly, Mr. Brandon Poles.
One of the best dudes in the Twin Cities.
One of the best dudes. Founder of Lincoln Drink. All kinds of good stuff next week. I can't wait for it, though. Love you guys. Take care.
I've been thinking of the way you felt when you watched me rolling over the horizon line like with lightning. It hasn't rained for a long time, but you know.